From the Sky News Centre at 9, Donald Trump says Vladimir Putin has told him he'll respond very strongly to a series of Ukrainian drone attacks on Russian bomber aircraft. 40 planes were hit at multiple air bases on Sunday. Britain's Defence Secretary John Healey says the attacks show Ukraine's proving it's fighting back.
Hats off to Ukraine for spider's web. It reminds us that Ukraine can inflict deep damage on the Russian military. It reminds us that Ukraine is very much in this fight and determined to prevail.
The Kremlin now says it's doubting peace talks with Ukraine, with Kyiv also dismissing Moscow's latest ceasefire proposals as spam. The Chancellor says more pensioners will be eligible for the winter fuel payment this year in a partial U-turn to last year's cuts, but it's not clear how many more people will receive up to £300. Counterproductive and intolerable is the Prime Minister's verdict on the temporary closure of aid distribution centres in Gaza. Israel's accused Hamas of stealing supplies. Reviews found a three-year-old boy who was starved and buried in his garden in Birmingham became invisible to authorities. Abaya Yashara Aliyala died in 2020 and hadn't been in contact with social services or police for the last 18 months of his life. His parents followed a restricted diet and rejected traditional medicine. They've since been jailed. Carol Reed lives nearby.
I even offered to feed the little boy. He was very aggressive with me, the father. The mother was under his thumb. It's so sad that how the little boy's ended up. You know, it could have been prevented.
The family of a Scottish man who went missing on a stag do in Portugal say they're absolutely devastated after police searching for him found a body. Greg Monks disappeared early last Wednesday. And in tennis, Loïs Boisson has become the lowest ranked player to reach the semi-finals at the French Open. The women's world number 361 got past Mira Andreeva in straight sets. That's the latest. I'm Cam Hall.
Your community, your station, now on DAB, across Essex, on FM and online. Gateway 97.8. Digital Blues on Gateway 97.8 with Ashwin Smythe.
Yeah, A-Cord fellas.
Yeah. Yes, hello and welcome to Digital Blues. Welcome to new listeners, and indeed welcome to those of you who've been faithful listeners and listening for some while. Show absolutely packed with great music this week, and we opened up with a track from the brand new album from John Cleary called The Bywater Sessions. It came out in April, and the track that I played, So Damn Good, and I mean that really could be the title of the CD, because the album is an absolute cracker. Some really fabulous tracks on there. John Cleary at his best, I think. Well, the show has got a number of new releases and a number of singles that are coming from future releases, and also a number of French tracks. This is one of the French tracks, which is also a single release from a forthcoming release. The album Pinball Boomers will be released on the 26th of September, and it is Shaggy Dogs, of course, and Who's Gonna Vote?
Who's gonna vote for me? Yeah!
Tracks from either soon to be released or just released albums. We started off with Shaggy Dog's Pinball Boomers, which, as I say, comes out in September, and I'm really looking forward to that and the track Who's Gonna Vote. And then One Rusty Band, a band I had a pleasure of seeing a few years ago, I think, at the Le Bouy Vuce Festival. And they have an album out at the beginning of June called Line After Line, and that was the track that I played, Line After Line. And then from AD, her album, EP actually, it's a debut EP called One Woman Band, because that is what she is, and the track Gemini Blues, which I thought was most appropriate to play given that the day after this show airs for the first time, it's my birthday. So happy birthday to me. Well, next up, a gentleman who will be familiar to many as the frontman of Monkey Junk, the wonderful Canadian band. Again, I had a pleasure of seeing them a good few years ago now at Le Bouy. And Steve came over and played at the festival concertinas in my mind. When you get to my age, it does. Steve has an album coming out in June. Yes, on Cordova Bay Records. It's called Hear My Heart, and from that, this lovely single called I Don't Know What to Say.
tell me, can you live if you can't forget? Can you forgive? I don't know what to say. I never know what to say to please you.
Oh, You showed me how to laugh and cry. You're driving me crazy. You know you haven't always been a friend of mine. I wanna play a song and tell you it's true. So hear me out now, baby.
We're gonna hit you with the blues now. hit me deep down in my soul. Thank you very much.
Yes, three excellent tracks there. Nice and slow and gentle and relaxing and long. We started off with Canada's Steve Mariner and his track I Don't Know What To Say from his Hear My Heart album, which comes out later this month. And then we heard from Jesse Lee and the Alchemists, a very fine French band who have a brand new album, Legacy, coming out in July. And from that, the track I'm I'm going to play the blues. And then from Croatia, Vanya Sky and her Access All Areas Live double album. Some fine stuff on that. It's a great album. Hit Me With The Blues, the name of the track that I played for you. Well, we're going to continue hitting you with the blues here on Digital Blues. And next up, it's Mika and Lefty featuring Chef. They have a Live On Air album that came out last month as a joint celebration for Mika's 60th birthday. They also released a band album called Outtakes, but this is the Live On Air album, a double album, and this track called Someday.
Thank you. living by yourself. Living by yourself. Can't get a one human loving. Had to use somebody else.
ain't no roadblock or rough weather that we can overcome. I tell it to you, baby, as loud as a drum. With your sweet disposition, this breath in my chest, I tell it to you.
Four tracks to end the show. First of all, Mika and Lefty featuring Shift, and Live on Air, the name of the album, and Someday the track. Then Charlie Musselwhite, his brand new album called Lookout Highway, and a Storm Warning. Then we had Jimmy Regal and the Royals from their excellent album Well Boss, recorded live at Temperance in Leamington Spa, and a cracking version of Mean Old World. And we finished that section with Brandon Santini, Ain't Turning Back, taken from Which Way Do We Go? And I leave you with Sonny Black and a little bit of Just Enough from Blues of a Kind from a way, way back. Thanks for your company. I'll be back same time next week. Bye for now.
On your mobile apps, on 97.8, and now on DAB. This is Gateway. From the